Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 60. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
And really that's all you get tonight because it's just the two of us, which...
It's been a while.
Matt's been joining us. Pat was here the other day doing something.
Who even knows what he was doing?
I don't know. If you are listening live, you know it's Thursday night.
Roughly 8 p.m. Central Time.
In the 8 p.m. hour.
It's closer to 8 than it is 9, so we're still good.
Yeah. And if you are not listening live and you found us on iTunes or on our website, then you can always listen to us live on Thursdays and join in the chat
and hang out in the pre and post shows. Yeah.
Pre and post. As usual, we will be discussing whatever we want from the last week. I don't even know what the date is. It's the 12th of July.
It's the 12th. Because tomorrow's Friday the 13th.
Whoa, crazy.
Oh, shit.
Look out.
Shit's about to go down. Hopefully that's not a bad sign.
Yeah, that's really all I got for an intro then. How are things?
Good. Got my first... it's a untimed 5K race on Sunday.
Sunday.
It's called the Color Race.
Color Run?
Color Run. And... I'm pretty excited because it's me and four other people that are doing it, and my brother is one of them, and he's done it before, and he said it was a blast. So I'm looking forward to getting full of neon-colored chalk, and yeah, and our start time is at 10 o'clock, and so it should only take us like an hour or so, like, to get everything done and get back to the car, and then we're gonna start drinking. So it's a
How far is 5K?
3 point something miles.
Okay, so that's
it's not bad. That's about my extent. I might do a 7K. Could convince me to do
that. Is that five miles?
Yeah. Anything more than
call it a 5 mile.
And because metric's cooler, I guess.
Try to tell the government.
I say we adopt the. I'm pretty good with my Celsius now. That's the one thing.
Celsius isn't metric though.
Celsius is Celsius, but it is a commonly. Right. It is found in all the metric places.
The only thing, well, and it makes more sense because 0 and 100 make more sense than 32 and 212.
Right. So, I don't know,
but.
So it makes it a lot easier when you learn Celsius.
Neither here nor
anyways,
there.
So welcome to Bleed Geek. It's Thursday, and I have a challenge in front of me. I've got four beers, all with their own, and possibly five. Could do five, but we'll just stick with four.
See how the night progresses.
Yeah, we'll see how much Mike he's already been punchy, and he's all over the place. Gotta watch this guy.
I pretty much sat here and
it's the freaking beard. Get rid of
So anyway, there was tech news this week.
Tech news. All right, let's just bust into it.
What do you want to talk about? I put your favorite thing first. Are you typing? You're not typing.
No.
Dig sold today.
So if you are familiar with tech news sites, or not
Dig.
Even tech
com.
News, not even tech news necessarily.
Social news site.
Social news site, dig.com.
D-I-double-G. Stole it right from you. Anyway,
you saw where I was going too. I hate you so much. Anyways, they've been slowly falling apart. Was it like 2 years ago that they had done their revision update
4.0
and people hated it and tons of people flocked
revolted.
To Reddit. And then
is that really why you hate Reddit secretly?
Well, I hate them because
their UI sucks.
Their UI sucks primarily. And then because they and it's not their fault that the people went there,
right.
But it was...
They were just there.
Anyways. So, yeah, you know, say 3 years ago when Dig was in its heyday, I mean, it was not rare to see, you know, like the top stories on the front page that had 4,000 or 5,000 upvotes for them, where now when you go there,
it's maybe...
I believe
they're called Digs.
I know, but for people that are on Reddit...
I know, but that's funny.
What are Reddits called?
Reddits. I don't know either.
I don't even care. I'm talking about Dig. Fuck that
Dig.
Place.
Dig.com.
Dig.com. That's I hate you. I hate you so much. So What, 3 years ago, what would you say they were worth? What did Google offer them?
I saw, 100? I listened to it right before we started. I was looking at a thing. They were valued at their highest between 60 and 200 million.
And Google had offered them 100 million.
I believe so. And they decided to not sell.
And how much, what was the company that bought them?
BetaWorks.
BetaWorks. And BetaWorks gave them how much money?
500,000.
Ouch. Half a million.
Which really, it's like a nice house. Like, that's like in the tech, like think about Instagram just got bought for $1 billion. Like a half a million is nothing.
Seriously. It's too bad. I mean, they gambled it all, really.
I mean,
Bleed
Geeks, I mean, valued at like half a million. Easy.
I feel like half a million what? Like half a million pesos? Because it's definitely not U.S. dollars or half a million francs. Wait, no, what's francs?
Euros. They use euros now. Oh. And that's probably more than what we... Anyway.
I was thinking of some third world like Bosnian...
Rupees.
Rupees?
There you go.
Fair enough. We'll go with rupees.
All right. Anyway.
We're talking about Zelda?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Or India. Either one.
We'll go with Zelda.
Okay. I don't even know if it's really India. I feel like we got that question wrong.
Yeah.
So it got sold. BetaWorks makes tiny, Bitly, which is a URL shortener, and news.me was the other one that I actually...
You use it?
They email me every day. It.
Do you read it?
Yeah, it takes, what it does is it takes the people you follow on Twitter and like a link that appears the most from the people you follow. So if more than one person is sharing a story, it kind of takes it and decides that that's the top story from that day. So it makes sense in that, because that's what they're folding Dig into, is their news.me, which is kind of the same idea. Like, you know what I mean? So it's sort of like people voted for
what
it
if
on Twitter because more people are sharing it.
What if there's
it.
Just 1,000 different links? Does it show you 1,000 different links, or does it only
it
show
shows
you
the one that
ones?
Shared the most. It shows you, like, the top five.
Gotcha.
So the one that's shared by, like, if you have a...
What if I'm only following you?
Well, then you're always going to see my links.
I don't want that.
But it works good for me because I follow a lot of people.
I get it.
It's cool. And then most things I've already seen, but if I happen to miss something, I like
feel like
it.
This isn't on our list.
It is. Dig got sold. BetaWorks. That's what they do. Follow the connections. It's on the list.
4.26.
People?
4.26. Degree of separation that's for right. Companies, too.
So, yeah, that's what I was just explaining what BetaWorks does, and that's what they're rolling Dig into, because it makes sense that it's similar, because they use votes, but... If you were going to vote something, you would share it
so
on Twitter.
So does Dig's patent go with them then also?
Do they have a patent?
Mm-hmm.
Patent
they have a patent for
the social...
It's something with the way their voting
works. I would
works.
Assume yes. A bunch of the engineers got bought by, what was it, the
Washington Post.
Post, like 2 months ago or something, so...
Yep.
It was mostly...
Well, and it was rumored that they were just going to buy Dig in general,
right.
Which would have been...
The name and brand is what they would have gotten, but... We don't know how...
But, I don't know. It's, like I said, I mean, it's kind of a sad day just because, I mean, I've been a follower of Dig for such a long time, so it's sad to see a big company like that take such a hit. But, I mean, all the
you
people...
feel like it's like, well, when, even when the engineers
all the people
started
that
to
I,
sold.
All the people that I cared about there are gone, though. I mean, they're all doing their separate thing, so really it's just kind of a...
And by all the people, you mean...
Kevin, Alex, Glenn, Prager, even though they weren't part of it. Actually, Kevin, really.
Right, that's what I was getting at.
Fuck you.
yeah, so Dig sold. Anyway, did you ever decide? Randy was interested in a Kickstarter recently. You may have heard of it.
I've got time, still.
Yeah? You want to tell them what it is? Tell the fans?
Yeah, it's called... I forget how it's pronounced.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah,
one of those.
So there's a Kickstarter Kickstarter program going on right now for this. It's an open source gaming console. It's built off of Android. They don't say which version, but I'm assuming it would be Ice Cream Sandwich, because why would they build it off of anything else
be
at this
silly.
Point? But they're... Yeah, so they... created a Kickstarter, and they needed $950,000 to do it, which seems like kind of an astronomical number. So they are 4 days into the Kickstarter program, and they have $4.2 million right now.
I feel like it's really slowed down, because I feel like they had, like...
Yesterday was $3.1 million.
I feel like in the first day, they had, like, two and a half.
Yesterday when I posted, it was 2.1 million. So that's over $1 million in less than a 24-hour period. Yeah.
Fair enough.
So they have... Yeah, so if I can post the link in chat for the peeps in there.
For $100, if you add $100 to the Kickstarter, you get a console, is basically what it is.
$99, you get a console. Got really quiet. Console, controller, and then if you want a second controller, which it would be silly if you didn't get a second one, they're an extra $30. And their estimated shipping date is March, which seems crazy to me.
That seems very crazy.
So, I mean, that...
Unless they must already have a prototype.
That's what I was going to say. They must have manufacturing already lined up also.
Now they're like, whatever, I got $5 million. I can make this happen.
Right. So there's currently 27 days left on the Kickstart program.
Holy crap.
And, yeah, so they have tons of time. Well, and I'm pondering... Huh?
How much did the Pebble make? The Pebble watch that broke the record, like 14 million or something?
I don't remember. Was it over? I know it was over 10.
Yeah.
but this is on track to shatter that.
Right.
And
I mean,
so
if it keeps up at this rate, which I'm sure it'll slow down at the end, but it'll be make close to 30 million.
Yeah. So what they want is to kind of bring the experience of like your iPad and iPhone and Android phone to the TV. And they want, like, they're really hoping to get indie developers programming, and they feel like if they build it off of Android, it's already a known system, so it won't be hard for makers to get port games over to it.
Right. Or if they've already made games for the phone or something, it'd be easy to, I don't know if it would work straight out, but
yep. And they said so they want it to be like, yeah, completely a developer system,
open source.
And they said that they're like, once the system's built, they're giving them all the control to the developers on one condition, that the developers have to create some games that are completely free. Like, not all of their games can be paid, which I think is very cool.
It's right now for the Kickstarter, if you put $99 and you get a console, do they say if it's going to be a different price once it launches, or that's the price?
There's nothing else.
I mean, cause I think that would be interesting. I don't see why they would up it too much, but I've seen, like, sometimes on Kickstarter, like, you can get in on the ground for, like, $30 for something, and then they maybe sell for $50.
The Pebble was one that was cheaper on the Kickstarter than what it was
obviously that's to get people to help the Kickstarter.
Yep.
You think Kickstarter themselves, they're just making a killing on this? Like, I don't know what percent they take, but it's, like, 10 or 15
I think it's 15%.
Which is a ton right now for them.
Yeah. Well... $1 million, even if it's 10%, that's $100,000 in their pocket.
Right. And yeah. And even
but it's
recently but, there's been a few like just huge things on Kickstarter, so
yeah. I don't know. And yeah, Kickstarter's it's a cool place. I mean, it's been getting a lot of hate from lots of different tech sites because
Kickstarter?
Mm-hmm. Because there's so many, like, you really to find, like, this one's a really good Kickstarter program. It's legit. But to weed out all of half-assed,
like Gizmodo said they weren't going to talk about Kickstarter anymore.
Yep. Which they lied because they
always do.
They didn't post a link to this, at least, but so they talked about it. But I think the big thing was they were going to leave links out
because there's so many. Like, we could make a Kickstarter. Like, I could make a Kickstarter for making my homemade jam at home. Anything I wanted.
Well, it's like the one that I supported was hot sauce.
Right.
You know, some guy too. At a restaurant.
But, like, there's so many crazy things.
I think that's I'm up to 5 now Kickstarters that I've helped. And all of them have taken off, too. They all reached their goals. And you don't, I mean, if you're not familiar with Kickstarter, it's like, so people post projects on there that they want funded, and they have different tiers.
They set a goal.
Yeah, they need, you know, X amount of dollars in 31 days.
Is it always 31 days?
Yep.
No matter what?
No matter what.
Can we make it shorter?
You probably could, but...
Why would you?
And then they have different tiers of donation spots, and for each tier, there's different things that you get.
The project maker puts whatever they want. And a lot of times they'll do, like with the Ooh Yeah...
Yep.
They did, like, the first 100 were a little bit different. They have limited ones, like...
Yep. Well, the first... Yeah, the first
thousand, 100.
The first two, one is $10, and it's just you get to reserve a username on the system, like on their network.
Right.
Second one is you get a emblem next to your name on the system with your name. And then the $95 is you get a console and a controller at $95, and they only had it limited to 1,000. And which, I mean, I don't get it, I guess, because...
Was there something else added?
Mm-mm. No, well, it was something strictly for early birds, they called. So you got $4 off.
Right.
That was it. But, so, I mean, it's pretty... I don't remember
other people do, like, when they get into the bigger things, like, they can make big ones, like, put in $1,500 and...
Yeah,
and they do like five. They only have five, where it's like you can meet and greet or do a tour of.
Yeah, this
if it's
one,
like a factory or something, it's like you could do a tour of the development, whatever, or meet with the owner. Like
that's this one, the most expensive one for the Ouya is $10,000 or more. They limited it to 20. They have five backers already at $10,000.
See, that's crazy.
And for that, you get you're on the angel list, which is an investor basically.
Right.
You get first production runs, you get a username and you get your backer number engraved into it, and then you get to go out for a private dinner with the developers and designers of the system.
See, that's
which
cool.
Which would be really cool
if you had $10,000 laying around,
right? But I mean,
no, I know,
I feel like this is something that it's a, I mean, I don't know how many systems they have sold right now. 2, 4. That's 3,000. They have over 30,000 sold right now.
That's pretty good.
So that's 30,000 in 4 days.
Do you feel as though
they need? I think they need at least a couple hundred, like
100,000.
I would say 100,000 for it to be taken seriously off of this Kickstarter.
Do you feel like with like okay with this and with Valve? Or Steam, I guess. Is it Steam or Valve? Are they both? One makes one.
What are you trying to go for?
But anyway, whatever company it is. And like even with what Apple's doing, like or what the developers will be able to do with like the Apple TV and the mirroring stuff, like do you feel like the big Nintendo, Microsoft and Sony are shaking? Like you think they're worried? You don't
no,
think
it's
so
a different
at all?
It's a different I feel like this, if anything, would pick up where the Wii left off, sort of, like minus the motion controller, but the Wii is kind of about, I mean, is it right to say like simple, kind of like simple minded type games, you know?
Right.
Like not in depth, and I feel like this is where this will be taking over. I don't know any of the specs on the inside, like what kind of processor, video
right.
processor and stuff. But it can't be anything severe at $100.
Even with OnLive, like they're doing the cloud gaming. Like I just feel like that industry is ready to be disrupted right now because everyone left E3 feeling bored and it's the same old stuff.
Right.
Just the graphics are getting they're not even getting better as an alarming rate as they used to. Like they're better, but
well,
it's such little nuanced stuff now.
Well,
like the details, cool, but
like when I showed you, like
90% of people don't notice that. Like,
well, it's like looking at the like it's because I mean there hasn't been a new console. What was the PS3? PS3 and Xbox, they came out how long ago?
2006.
So that's 6 years.
Right.
You know, but it's funny looking at
Xbox, no, 5.
It's funny looking at like playing Diablo and going through the cinematics, and it's like some of it is honestly like legit video quality. Like it looks like I'm watching a movie with almost actors that have heavy makeup on and stuff. Where like when you watch some of the demos that they've done like at E3 for Call of Duty even, like you can tell that, I mean, all these games are developed for these consoles and then ported to the PC and kind of dumbed down, I guess. And it's like, I mean, we need new consoles, I guess. But
well,
I don't know.
They're in the works, but I think the industry is getting stale and
maybe
something's going to happen.
Do you think it's a good box? Is it a worthwhile investment? $100. That's the only thing that gets me. It's $99 right now. $130 with the two controllers.
I think
is there a spot
that it is, I don't know how successful it'll be. I think for $100, it's a cheap. I mean, you can you're not going to get a new console. The new consoles are going to be like $400, and I think they're going to try to keep that price point down, because look at where they're at now. They're around $200, but that's, I mean, that's cheaper than a phone. $100 is, I don't want to say it's nothing, but it's become such a small amount in the world, the way the economy is right now, that I think it's like buying your kid. It's like,
make it rain.
I'm not going to buy you an iPad, but here's an iPod Touch. Like, it's a smaller version. It's simple. It's a small games, and I don't know. I think it'll do well, and it could catch on. I think it's a step, though, in the industry. I think the video game industry is moving to get disrupted, because the big consoles are just trying to be your media box, everything. They've left the gaming market to squander, I think. They're more concerned about being the only thing in your living room than they are about being the best gaming experience you can have. But that's just me. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the Ouya?
No, I think I'm going to invest in it just to...
We could do a review of it.
Right. Just to get it. I mean, it's kind of a... Yeah. No, I'll get it. I'll do it right after the show.
Nice.
It's already... I'm not losing anything. It's already funded.
Right.
So, I'll do it.
Yeah. In other news...
So, I feel like we talked about that for a long time.
That's fine. Whatever. The other stuff's all little stuff. Viacom and DirecTV have broken up. I believe it was last night at midnight.
Oh, shit's getting real.
Viacom... supposedly wants a lot of money from what they're saying from DirecTV. Viacom owns 26 channels, including MTV, Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, and random other ones.
It's
26 channels is a lot. When you think, what if you had the top 100?
I didn't hear what the price is that they asked.
But they're saying they're raising it like 30% over what it was.
That is one of the, like, one of my peels from RaptorSource. I think it was him that was talking about it, because I think he has DirecTV, and maybe it was somebody else. It was at work. Anyways, but yeah, the only reason why they had DirecTV was for Nickelodeon for their kids, and it's getting pulled. And
get Netflix.
Is it on Netflix?
Nickelodeon necessarily isn't, but there's tons of kids programming. Kids don't care about the latest and greatest. They don't know any better. There's so many kids shows on there.
Yeah, right.
Well, how old are they, I guess?
Take the iPad away. Give Owen a chalkboard. What is he going to play with?
He does like the chalkboard.
Oh, fuck.
He likes the marker board, but then he starts writing on other things. No, I'm not saying they care about the... I'm just saying, as far as, like, TV shows.
They don't care.
Like, they don't care if the cartoon was made. They don't need to see the latest episodes or anything.
I know. I was just... Can I play devil's advocate?
Yeah, but it didn't work out for you. And I think some Nickelodeon stuff's on there. Not everything, and so also as part of this dispute, they've taken off all their shows, their popular shows, off of their streaming on their websites as well. So the Daily Show is a big one. The Colbert Report is a huge one. Jersey Shore still gets watched by people, and that's a huge deal. Not me.
I don't know,
but it was listed as like one of the top.
Yeah,
streamed programs.
I'm judging everybody if they're watching freaking Jersey Shore.
And so instead of having their shows, they have commercials saying, hey, call DirecTV and get this fixed. It doesn't matter. You could have Dish or whoever you have. They can't tell because you're just streaming online. And so they're just leaving that commercial for everyone. Right now you can still see episodes on Hulu, but they think that they're going to be pulling them soon too. And so it'll be interesting to see. But people are going to be pissed. I mean, that's a huge deal for...
That's a huge loss.
I mean,
loss.
You think a lot of people have cable, but that's... Cable, I think, is centralized to the very suburbanized areas. Is that the right word? Suburbanized?
Yep.
Because in the rural areas where you can't get cable, everybody has Dish. Or yep. has some sort of satellite TV.
Not really everybody, but
that's the only option available. Something. And
yes.
So, and the really two only options in that game are DirecTV or Dish Network. And so, right now, if DirecTV, you can't get a majority of the channels, you're not going to go with them.
Yeah. It's...
And on the other side now, AMC has left Dish Network. And Breaking Bad is a huge show.
That Walking is on. Dead.
Well, no, but Breaking Bad is huge, and the last season starts this Sunday, I think. So, because Dish still doesn't have AMC,
I'm gonna rage.
Because you don't have AMC, those people are gonna go without it. So, in response to that, AMC is going to broadcast it live on their website. They're gonna have it, so you can watch the first episode. I don't know if they'll continue or not. I highly doubt they will. But because it's such, it is one of their biggest shows, and it is, they've said, it's their final season, and so it's a huge deal.
People are freaking out.
They are, so.
No, it's a huge move, and I think it's only.
And you want to talk about things ready to be disrupted.
It's only one of many, I think, in the next, say, 3 years. I think you're going to see more and more. It's going to be a struggle for people like the companies that are hosting all of these stations, because more and more people, I mean, we've talked about cable cutting, I mean, multiple times, you know, and that's really the way of the world. And I foresee people build, you know, a lot of companies building their own apps, integrating it into things like the Apple TV, the Rokus, you know, and things like that. And it's really, I mean, I want to see that happen. Because I've said it before. It's like, I would love to see cable TV turn into a la carte, you know, where, and if it's not through the cable companies, that's fine with me. I'll go straight to them.
And the cable companies are mad about the fact that the providers are giving all this stuff to Netflix because they think that's cutting into their costs. But
then you just tell them, you mad, bro?
But it's like the whole HBO thing. I mean, how many, they don't show their stuff anywhere, and how many people watched it online, and how many people pirated, or how many people watched it on there, and how many people pirated it?
Game of Thrones.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, more people pirated the show than actually watched it on HBO because they don't allow it anywhere else. If it was able to be purchased, even purchased somewhere, it would, and AMC has said that Netflix has increased their viewership a lot. Like, they've said, like, look completely at these stats. We, like, for Mad Men, the last season that was just on, they said they had went up 25% viewership because the exposure from Netflix and from stuff like
that. I agree. You know, that's even, what I said. Even it's like being on iTunes. The next couple years are really, I think, the TV market will be shaken up.
It is already. It's like started,
And I'm hoping, I don't know. I hope smart TVs take off, because that'll turn only into even better integration. You know, like with a Google TV, if all they have is a app that you need to download and you pay a monthly subscription service for that.
Like $5 a month or something? That's awesome. That's nothing. I mean it is, but you're getting content you want then and not having to sift through all the other 100 channels of uselessness. I mean, AMC and Viacom obviously makes good. I mean, they have 26 channels, so there's got to be some crap, but AMC makes good content. They need to get them, like, they need to fix that. It's going to be all bad for them. And yeah, I would also buy Game of Thrones if they offered it. Instead, we pirated the first season. Well, we started to, and then I watched on HBO Go because I found the ability to. But otherwise, I would pirate it to watch it. It has to be done. So moving on, rumor is that Amazon is making their own phone.
Yes.
Which really only makes sense since they already have their own heavily forked version of Android. Also, you can now get Jelly Bean on the Kindle Fire, I saw, through a mod already. Thought that was pretty fast.
Well, they just released the open source on, like, Monday.
2 days ago, yeah.
So.
3 days.
But it's open source. I knew it wasn't going to take long.
Right.
I mean, anyways.
So, yeah. So, Amazon is supposedly making their own phone. According to Bloomberg, I think it was, there are test phones out in the market.
I know somebody that works for Bloomberg.
Really?
Yeah. Is that kind of cool? Bloomberg's kind of a big deal.
They're a big company, though.
Yeah. They're huge. I thought that was cool.
But, yeah. They also launched their own gaming center, game center type thing yesterday or the day before. I don't think they're calling it like Amazon Circle or something. So it's like I don't know, is there any Android version of like the like Xbox Live, let's say? Like, is there any, like, Apple has Game Center. Does Android have anything?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I've never looked, I guess.
I don't
My
think
Xbox
do.
Is down. Was that like a little stab inside for me?
No, I was...
Hey, Randy,
I didn't
what,
ask
what's
if
your Xbox,
Xbox
Live? Oh, whoop.
I didn't ask about the Xbox. I asked about Android, which you have right there.
Do they have a Game Center?
Yeah. Like, do they have any, like, thing
like,
that combine? Like...
Like what
Xbox
do you mean?
Live, you get a gamer tag. It keeps track of all the different games you play. You can have friends, invite them to different games.
Oh.
Like, there's Game Center on the iOS system, which is pretty much the same thing.
There, yeah. Not that I'm aware of, I guess. But there could very well be an app that would tie all of that stuff in. But I don't care about it, so.
But that's what Amazon is doing now as well. Is there any apps that have come to Android recently that were seemed cool?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, World Lens?
No, Word Lens.
Word Lens?
Yeah, no. Word Lens has been on iOS for a little bit.
A couple of years, I think.
And they just brought it to Android, and it's 2.3 and above. But it's...
Which includes you now.
Right.
We used to say that and laugh at you.
Ha 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 ha.
I am still laughing at you, but...
Anyways, so if you're not familiar with Word Lens, it is an app where, like, if you're out of the country specifically, you can take a picture of signs and stuff, and it will read the sign and translate it for you into whichever language you would like, which is...
You don't have to take a picture. I think it just
does
it
just
in
scan?
Real time, like augmented reality type.
The only thing I don't... So is it a third... Is it third-party app?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know Google has something similar with their Google goggles that you can use. And that's, like, we've talked about it before, like, when with all of their CAPTCHA service.
Right.
That's what they, when you type in those CAPTCHAs, that's really what they're doing, is building a database of signs, basically. Like, if you read this word, it's actually words peeled from some form of picture, and they're just adding it to their database for, like, search functions and crap like that, so...
Yeah, I don't know how much it is, though, on Android. I think it was... I feel like it was free to go from one language to the other, but I think it was, like, $10, I feel like, when it first came out on iOS. I haven't checked it any time recently, because I just didn't buy it, but I don't know how much it is on Android. When the iPad... was it when it launched? At some point, there was a little magazine thing called The Daily that came out. It was an iPad-only, kind of like a daily newspaper. The Daily, get it?
I don't get it.
And then it came to iPhone, and I believe it is also out available for... I know it came out on Android, but I don't know if there's only certain devices could get it. But apparently they have been put on notice by News Corp that they're... Basically, if they don't step up their game, they're going to get cut. So... If you use the Daily, which I highly doubt anybody does, because you have to pay for it, and it's not really worth it because there's so many sites that offer it for free.
Yeah.
But that is the problem. It's like, I think it's a weekly subscription or a monthly subscription.
And right now, how many, did you say how many there were included in it?
How many what?
Magazines.
The Daily isn't a magazine thing.
That's, oh, okay, then I'm thinking of something else.
I know what you're thinking of.
Of the new Apple app I'm talking, yeah, I thought that's what it was called. What is that one called? Tap.
I don't know. I could look it up. I downloaded it.
Yeah, because there's a new app that just came out for Apple, kind of. It's like magazine related, and there's,
it's like the Netflix for magazines.
Yeah. So for X amount of dollars, you can,
like,
read unlimited
10.
Magazines, but yeah. by unlimited, they mean 26 right now.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that the number?
And I saw a part of the list, and it was like...
Weird stuff?
Crap that I don't care about. But I think that was interesting. I mean, e-zines are really also going to be the way of the world. I mean, like, we were talking last night, leaving trivia, you know, like The Onion, if you haven't heard of them before, you know, they put out a free publication every, are they bi-weekly or are they monthly? I feel like they're bi-weekly.
I feel like it's at least bi-weekly, if not, it's not weekly.
I don't think it's weekly.
Then it's bi-weekly.
And they are, I don't know when, but they're going to stop printing, which is kind of crazy.
But it makes sense.
Right. I mean, because it's such a big cost, but, way of the world. So, yeah.
So the daily, yeah, they're on watch as well. The Nexus 7 sort of went on sale today. There was a place in New York, at least one store that had it, and I don't know if there are more across the world, but they started selling it today. And Google got a hold of them and told them to stop.
I have a friend from RaptorSource who just bought two today, placed the order, and he got shipping confirmation.
They are sending them. Google told the store they could start selling them again on Sunday. So they're officially releasing Sunday.
Oh, so that would make sense if they shipped right now,
right,
then.
Right, because they would have to be there Monday probably then.
Right.
So.
Interesting.
They said mid-July, which makes sense because it's the 12th, so the 19th. Is the 19th Sunday? No, that's not the right date. I don't know. But that's what they said. Or is the 19th?
19th is a week from today.
Week from today?
Because today's this 12th.
Makes sense. Google Plus updated its iOS app and came to the iPad natively this week. It's pretty slick. We were playing with it before the show. If you have it on your phone and have the updated version, it looks pretty much the same, just bigger. But just it's way better than the old app was. And
they've brought it similar to what it is on Android.
Right.
They've caught up.
Right.
I wasn't saying that. You just said they updated. I didn't hear you say Android.
And
minus five Bleed Geek points.
And Twitter also updated both for Android and iOS.
And I didn't. Okay.
You didn't.
So I got the update. Did you notice like a big change? Like, because it sounded like they made it sound like it was a big upgrade. But my everything seems
it's
fairly similar.
Supposedly, it's mostly like when you click on like individual tweets.
They did update the icon. I did see.
Right, they tipped it up.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So now it's like, woo, instead of woo.
I don't know what that was, but yes. No, I think it's supposed to be when they open links better. I don't know. And supposedly you're supposed to be able to get notifications. Like, you're supposed to be able to set it for individual people. Like, so I could set it so whenever Randy tweets, I would get an update or a push notification. But I was playing around with the settings when we were talking about it last night, and I couldn't find
how to do that. And I was going to look today, but I couldn't. I didn't have time, so.
Yeah. We'll play with it more, and we'll figure out what's going on with that. But it was supposedly a big deal. And if you just, they also released a Nokia app today for Twitter. Twitter on Nokia. At least someone still cares about Nokia, I guess. I don't know.
And the world rejoiced.
Yeah. And on their blog, they showed that if you just go visit their mobile site, that actually updated a lot as well, I guess. And they, if you go to their blog, you can see, like, they show in detail, like, how they go and change things. It's kind of cool. Like, they showed all their schematic. Like, they had a huge board just full of pictures of, like, just little changes, like
yep.
Timeline kind of. It's cool. If you're into that sort of thing.
True.
Windows sort of announced. I believe they officially announced August. They're supposed to be given to the manufacturers and they say the end of October, but I think the actual date is the 31st of October.
Yep.
That they will be releasing Windows 8, which is about what we were guessing.
That's
October. So.
October. It's, yeah. And it's a, what is it, $40 upgrade?
From
I believe. From any XP, Vista, or 7, I believe.
I feel like they said it was for a limited time and then it was going to go up, but I don't know if that's true.
I don't know. But if they leave it at that price, it's a wise move on their part.
Right.
If they want adoption, that's
right.
Going to be, I don't know, because I already know one person specifically who's just hating all over it left and right.
Windows 8?
And it's like, you haven't even played with the freaking beta or the release client. Don't talk crap, you know, but he's all scared about the tiles and stuff, and it's like, just freaking...
I'm excited for Windows 8. Shut your mouth. See what happens.
I am too. The girl at the gym, she has the HTC Windows phone.
The Titan?
Titan. And she's scheduled to get a new phone soon, and I said, you should wait.
Yeah,
because she was looking right now, and she wants to get a Windows phone
again.
Current
Windows phones won't upgrade. I think we talked about that before. They'll go to 7.8, but they won't make it to 8.0.
Yep, and that's what I told her. I said, if you can wait a couple months, wait till the new ones come out, because you won't get the new version.
You get some of the features, but not all of them.
Yep.
And apparently Windows had some sort of developer conference, which no one seemed to really care about, apparently. Not like Google and Apple's, where it was a huge deal. There were some notes,
it's too bad. It's too bad, really, because I feel like they have a good thing going for them.
Right.
I mean, way better than what RIM has.
Right. Which, BBX, is that what they're calling it? BlackBerry 10? Whatever their BlackBerry 10 platform, RIM 10, is pushed back now until 2013.
Ah, and the world cried.
Yeah, but don't worry. They still think they're going to make things all right. But anyway, back to Windows. Steve Ballmer did say that they were going to leave.
No stone unturned.
Is that what he said, right?
He said something else. No. Like, if Apple thinks that
we're not going to leave any market. Basically, he was saying we're not going to leave any market uncovered or any corner uncovered. He's basically saying he wasn't going to leave anything for them to just do where they weren't in. He's like, not on my watch.
Yeah.
Like, as if they hadn't slid, you know, all their innovations past him so far.
Right.
As if they didn't take the market while he was in charge of Microsoft. And be past them in everything. But hopefully Windows 8 will really change that. I mean, good competition is always good.
Good competition
is good. I know,
I thought
about it after I said it. anything happened with Yahoo recently?
Hacksword.
Was that today?
Last night.
Just their email, or was it...
750,000? It was a ridiculous number.
Of emails and passwords? Yeah, was it just emails?
Emails and passwords.
Who uses Yahoo Mail, I guess, right?
Right.
I mean, I have a Yahoo Mail account, but I don't use it for anything except for fantasy football. And I think I even changed that because I was like, I guess I don't really need this. But they got hacked last night. Hacked. I know, Mike made me do it.
I know. It's okay. Conform.
So change your password if you use Yahoo, I guess.
And if you use Yahoo, get a Gmail account.
That's true. We talked last week about the injunction on the Galaxy Nexus phones, which was due to an Apple patent. We were talking about, we didn't know the specific patents, but I found out that one of them is specifically a universal search patent, which allows the phone to search both the local system and the internet and combine the results. And so the Jelly Bean updates have started to roll out for the Galaxy Nexus phone for people that already have them. And they are taking the universal search out of it. And also the S3 was launched on the fourth and final carrier. It came out today. I don't remember which one was the last one, but it's now on all four of the major carriers. And the ones that were launched today and the ones that are out are also getting over their updates to take out the universal search. So they will just have internet search only. Bloomberg, I don't know if it's Bloomberg that found it, but it was someone did a study or whatever, they looked it up, and Apple is involved in three out of every five
60,
patent lawsuits.
60%
Apple is involved in.
60% of all patent lawsuits Apple is involved with.
I'd like to see the number of the ones Microsoft.
I bet you they're not involved.
Because Android just pays them.
Right. So I was going to say. Yeah, I'm guessing the rest of it's all fairly small. Well, Google's up there.
Yeah. But it's different because a lot of the different manufacturers are the ones, like HTC and Samsung, they get sued a lot individually, not necessarily Google itself. There's only actually the only case that Google and Apple were directly in court against each other was the Motorola one, and that was only because Google bought Motorola, and that's the one that got thrown out. So right now they're actually not head to head in any case.
About time. They're like, okay.
Well, it's because it would be so.
Let's just truce.
Well, and it's funny because
you stay on your side of the line.
So the funny thing about the universal search is it's a patent that Apple got for the OS X operating system years ago. And that's the reason that Microsoft has a lot of the patents too, is because both of them were in the operating system game long before phones had operating systems. And so that's why they own a lot of these patents, because patents last, what did we decide, 20 years?
20 years, I believe. I'll look it up quick just to...
And so...
We could have made up that stat, too.
Yeah, I make up a lot of stats when we talk. And the reason that they don't sue each other, Microsoft and Apple, is because all those years ago when Steve Jobs came back and they made their alliance and they settled all... they signed a truce, basically just agreeing to not sue each other, and Microsoft became an investor in Apple at the time, which was probably a smart move, actually, because they probably have a lot of money from it now. But that is why there are so many lawsuits from Apple.
20 years.
And would be from Microsoft, but I think Microsoft just gets
this
paid.
We've said it before. This whole patent, like, I don't know why it's not a higher priority. Like, how can...
Well, there was a judge today, the one that threw the Motorola and Apple case out. He's, like, coming out now on record saying we need to fix the patent system. It needs to change.
It completely does. It's a 100-year-old system.
More than that. I think it's the start of the country, like, I think...
1700s? You're going to say 1776?
I'd say early 1800s.
All right, that's not the start of the country.
That was close. 25 years.
You said early.
Yeah, like 1801.
Could be 50 years.
1801.
All right. I'll give it to you.
So anyway.
We make up stats.
Made that one up too.
Heard 63% of all stats are made up.
I've heard that's true. The Galaxy Tab also won. The lawyer or the judge sided on the side of Samsung in England. Because that has been going on for a long time, that they've been suing which doesn't even matter because no one buys Galaxy Tab.
Because it doesn't even matter.
The judge said the reason was
really matters.
That it was not as cool as the iPad. That was his direct quote. He knew people, because the whole point was that they looked similar. Mind you, this is the same court case that, you know, they held up the two tablets for the Samsung lawyers and asked them which one was the Samsung one, and they couldn't tell them. Good times. Do you have any other news you want to talk about? I have one other thing, but...
No. Well,
Do you feel like there's a lack of Google? Are you concerned about
this? I was thinking
there was some Google. Jellybean. Josh texted me earlier today and said he got his notification for Jellybean.
Yeah, no, that's sweet.
I wonder if David got his.
David.
Rimeworks, he has the Nexus.
Oh, yeah. Probably. So that'd be cool. Yeah, no, it'll be a good thing.
I'll be excited. Well, I'm interested.
It'll be
in
interesting
Google
to see how. Yeah?
Yeah.
You gonna get an Android phone?
No. You never know.
Yeah, right, I do know. Fuck it. Anyways, no, I really got nothing else, so you can go into the last one, I guess.
Marvel announced that they will be releasing, I think they released it at Comic-Con, Marvel and Disney revealed their case for a 10-disc Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 1 Avengers Assembled box set.
Thanks, Pat.
Which will include the Avengers, Captain America, Thor.
See what I did there?
And Iron Man 1 and 2, along with the Avengers.
Does it have a cool case?
It comes in a briefcase with a Tesseract that glows, apparently. Right now, you can get it for $139 on Amazon pre-ordered, which I think you should do, because with Amazon, if you pre-order, even if the price changes, you are guaranteed to get whatever the lowest price was since you have pre-ordered it. So if you get it now at $139 and it goes up later to $180,
it's supposed to be $200.
You'll still get $139 price.
Because Shelby was talking today, and she was saying $200.
Well, you better go order it on Amazon then.
Freaking
right now,
$70 off. That's insane.
It's $139.
$60 off. That's a lot of money. It's $61.
They're also releasing Apple.
I can't work
ISO
with this guy anymore
to watch it. Yeah, but it looks pretty cool. There's probably be a lot of other stuff with it. Pre-order it now. It's coming out soon. I'll say soon. I don't know the date. September 25th. There's the date. No, that's they think it will, because that's when the Avengers comes out. So
what's that? What are you talking about right now?
The Avengers? It's a movie?
Oh, never mind.
Made by Marvel and Disney and
blah, blah,
it had
blah.
All those people
Don't
we were
care.
Just talking
Shut
about
it.
The briefcase.
Shut it.
And
Shut it.
So anyway, that's our podcast.
Yeah.
I got nothing else.
We gotta call this quits.
Then we're gonna go fight. We're gonna gazebo.
Freddy. We're gonna fight in the gazebo.
You only drink 1.5 of your beers.
I'm not.
You had a challenge, you said. It's a challenge. Like you were going to drink them all on the podcast.
I got 5 minutes. Go time.
So anyway, if you want to get a hold of us while Randy's drinking his drink, you can get a hold of us on Facebook. You can go ahead and give us a little like there if you haven't already and follow our updates. Facebook.com/BleedGeek. You can follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/BleedGeek. Check out our Tumblr action at bleedgeek.tumblr.com. There's no E in Tumblr. Randy, your hand is raised. What do you want?
I got a question.
What?
What's that Marvel set called?
I don't know. Whatever I just told you it was.
You said Marvel blah, blah, blah. That's all I heard in my head.
What's it called? Do you know?
No, I'm asking you.
Yeah,
I'm trying to find it on Amazon.
Oh. I just closed that tab I had open. Reload all tabs. That's not what I wanted.
Marvel,
now I really screwed things
Marvel's
up.
MCU. What's MCU stand for? Marvel. Marvel Comics.
MCU?
Yeah. Marvel.
Comic Universe?
Comic Universe? We'll say Universe right now.
MCU Phase 1.
Phase
I read 1. It to you. I don't know.
I wasn't. Oh, yep. Oh, Marvel Cinematic Universe. Phase 1.
That makes sense, I guess.
That's pretty cheap. $140, and that's Blu-ray, too.
And that's, what, 5 movies? 1, 2,
10 discs.
3. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Pre-order
I'll post.
And then, plus, it's nice on Amazon. They don't charge you till they ship, just for fun. So, you can order it now if you could save up to get
and
it
it's
in
prime,
September.
Prime eligible? Did you say that?
No.
Randy already said that.
I didn't.
Okay. So, free shipping.
If you have Prime. Or anyway, because if you spend $25, it's
right.
Obviously over $25.
A little bit.
And it'll come, they're pretty good about
You'll
release day. It'll be at your doorstep. Amazon's good about that, usually. You can follow us individually on Twitter. I'm at Mike037. Randy is at The Crandall.
The Crandall. Two L's.
Two L's. If you haven't, tweet Matt, because he's... Not only does he not ever check his Twitter, but he's out
maybe
of service
he,
right
maybe
now.
Maybe he will, though, since he has an iPhone.
Yeah, that's true. We'll make him. Or we'll just sneak
we'll
it from him and turn the notifications on.
Right.
At FowlerFF.
At FowlerFF.
You can follow Randy on Tumblr if you want.
Crandall.tumblr.com.
Yeah, just check out our website, or if you want
to
go...
There was a lot of good stuff today on Tumblr, too.
Really? Suddenly it's blocked by Sonic Wall. Today I went to Tumblr and it was gone at work.
Tumblr, yeah, I enjoy Tumblr.
But whatever.
Except when people post pictures of half-naked men. Yeah, she knows who I'm talking to.
Anyway. I don't follow people on Twitter, I lead them. That makes sense.
So yeah.
That's that.
Did you give our phone number already?
No.
406-79-GEEKS.
I didn't give the email either.
fans@bleedgeek.com.
You can figure out how to get a hold of us. And you can always check out our website, bleedgeek.com. Remember that The Dark Knight comes out on the 20th, so that's coming up soon.
Next week.
So next Thursday night.
So yeah, if you want to see the midnight showing, we'll be having, you could join us for the Bleed Geek podcast, hang out for a couple hours, and then we'll head to the theater.
Yeah, I'm going to see it at midnight.
Huh?
We're going to see it at midnight.
Oh, I thought you were saying you're not. I was like, bull crap, you're not.
Yeah, right.
You're going to be there.
Yeah.
We probably need to pre-order tickets, don't we?
They're already on sale.
Shit. We need to get on top
of that. So after this, we're going to go buy tickets.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's our show. Is there anything else you got to add? I feel like we've been dragging this out. All right. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.
Google.